sé lo que hubiera dado, pues sin ti me muero de pena. Que tu cariño siendo mi gloria y mi tormento, por cuatro hombres le diste palabra de casamiento, de casamiento. Adiós barquito marinero, adiós mi almendro florido, adiós lunita lunera, eres mi cinco sentido.
Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you are listening to a short and sweet half hour of flamenco brought to you twice a month by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, which is broadcasting from 90.3 FM in Minneapolis. And for those of you who don't know, Minneapolis is a city in Minnesota, which is a state in the United States of America. And we're also broadcasting on the World Wide Web. Well, actually, we're streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. Last week I brought you a show that featured Lola Flores and Manolo Caracol. And I said that my rationale for doing this was that I had previously, the week before, or the 2 weeks before that, had broadcast a show that was the last CD in the CD series Duende, and it was dealing with Flamenco Nuevo. So I was going to go on and continue broadcasting more Flamenco Nuevo from other CDs that I have, and then I thought, well, I wonder what prompted Flamenco Nuevo. Where did it come from in the flamenco progression of things? And I remembered, I told you that I remembered hearing that when Franco was dictator, that he, which I think was from 1938 until 1975 when he died, that he really didn't like Hondo Flamenco, and so he liked Flamenco Light, and that's my word, Flamenco Light, and he liked things that were aflamencado, which means they are flamenco-like, but not flamenco. So Lola Flores and Manolo Caracol at that time were doing zarzuelas and kind of as a team. And that was what Franco loved and celebrated flamenco in that form. Well, actually, I started looking that up, and as I said, that was just what had been passed down to me. And it's not even, well, it's a little part of the story, but it's not really the story, and there's a lot to read about that. And so that's going to take me a while, like a year. So, excuse me, so today I decided, well, this all came about me looking this up because I couldn't find any more in my discographies and my compilations. I couldn't find anything more by Lola Flores, though she had been touted as a flamenco singer as well as a singer of popular coplas or canciones. But my recordings did not bear that out. So even though she has a big discography herself, I think it's more of I think it's more on the copla side of things. So not being able to play you any more of her this week, I decided to play Manolo Caracol and some of her contemporaries, obviously female contemporaries. And obviously that was not a female. I just played Manolo Caracol singing Se Cumplió La Suerte. Next, we're going to hear Pastora Pavón. Remember that Manolo Caracol was like really kind of the first person to use to work with an orchestra in flamenco. Presumably that was an influence of doing zarzuelas, which are like flamenco musicals, light flamenco musicals. So one of the people that he worked with a lot was Arturo Pavón, who was a, played, I guess you could say, flamenco piano. And Arturo had a sister, Pastora Pavón. And I think she preferred to be called Pastora Pavón. But she was mainly called La Niña de los Penes. I think she made her debut when she was 12 in a Madrid nightclub, and she had so many combs in her hair, which are called penes, P-E-I-N-E-S, penes, that she got that nickname and never really quite lived it down. So the next thing that we're going to hear is Pastora Pavón singing a fandangos called A la Pobre Mare María. And I'm presuming that's the Virgin Mary and not her mother, whose name was Maria. I mean, I don't know if her mother's name was Maria, but not just any mother named Maria, but the Virgen Maria. Although usually if it's her, they say La Virgen Maria. So let's see if we can figure it out in the song. Okay, I'm done talking now. Oh, dear. My CD went to sleep while I was talking. Let's see if I hit it, if it's actually going to play something. Ah, yes. Here she is. Oh, no. Yeah, that's her, but we can't really hear her. There we go. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a rather abrupt ending. That was definitely not my choice that is on the recording. This is a really, I don't know what the word is. Well, it's a compilation by Passarella. It's kind of idiosyncratic, the pieces on it are. And so that may keep happening on this, because these are old recordings, and I don't know that they faded things out on old recordings. Now it's back to Manolo Caracol, and he is going to be doing his version here of Fandangos. Wasn't quite such an abrupt ending. Now it's back to the ladies. That was a nice fandangos, I thought. I don't know about you. Next up is one of my favorite singers, Gracia de Triana. She has just such a lovely voice. She's going to be singing a Solea de Triana, and it is called, well, what else would it be called? It's called Tan Bonita Es Mi Triana.
Tan bonita es mi Triana que la bautizó el Señor. Como la vio tan gitana, Sevilla se la dio. Thank you.
ya.
There's another fast cut. Okay, back to Manolo Caracol, the CD that I'm playing for him today is called Cantores de Época, Manolo Caracol. And it's a, it looks like it's a series called Flamenco, and this is volume 3. And underneath that, it says that the guitarras are being played by Nino Ricardo, Paco Aguilera, and M.A. Medina. And then it says La Salvadora, which we're assuming is Andaluz for Salvadora, y otros éxitos, like this La Salvadora and other hits. So we're going to hear La Salvadora. I mean, can we do this CD and not do its title track?
Y yo no me extraño.
tanta locura. Eres tan hermosa como el firmamento. Lástima que tenga malos pensamientos.
Pretty dramatic. My goodness. Okay. Now, on to a singer that I've heard her sing a couple of times, but it was years ago, not in real life, on CDs. And as I was previewing this CD that the women are on, which is called La Mujer en el Cante, last night on my way to class and home on my CD player in the car, I was absolutely blown away by her voice. It's incredible. Incredible range. She can farfular like nobody's business. That's a lot of what Manolo Caracol was doing in this last one, that varying of the voice, kind of not really quite a tremolo. It's like a bird fluttering its wings. She's going to be doing a seguiria and a cabal, and this is a really interesting cabal. Again, the tune on that is completely new to me. And it's called Vete con tu gente. Go with your people. Go on, just go with your people. So listen up. I think you'll really enjoy her singing.
Ja, 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 ja. yo no sé. Ay, yo no sé.
Here comes that cabal.
Thank you.
don't forget to join us again in a couple of weeks for another episode of Poquito y Bueno, brought to you by yours truly, Cristina de Sacramento, and KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. Thanks for joining us this time.